Well, Danny, well done. Great win.
Yeah, fantastic result today. I was on the sideline with Lee Fernie, and we were watching it, and it's probably the best I think we've played since I've been here, to be honest. I thought we were outstanding. First half, first 20 minutes, as you and I said earlier, they were on top, but after that, I thought we just tonked them, to be fair. But it's always a way. We went 2-1 up, and I knew we had six or seven chances, and they were always going to get a goal, because that's just the way football is, as you know. But then the boys showed character, especially their work rate off the ball. When we didn't have the ball, they were getting back. But yeah, we were a lot fitter than them in the end, and we played them off the park, I think, and there's a good atmosphere at the moment. Good.
In the first half, you went in front. Nick Evans, cool. I thought cool finish from a narrow angle.
Yeah, it was a good goal. Yeah, Nick had a lot of chances as well. He'd be the first to say. He's got great feet. What I said to the boys before the game, look, you were playing against a big side here. Yeah? The last thing you want to do is be kicking it up, you know, for Nick to head the ball on. You want it to be going into his feet. He gives it back to the midfield. They're listening. It worked well. Yeah, great result.
What about your keeper, Ed? He looked, I thought, very good shot stopping. Perhaps not quite so good on the crosses at times.
Ah, bless him. Great shot stopper. He just had a couple of bad moments. It happens in football. I shouted off the sideline, take your gloves off and stuff like that. But, you know, with respect, he's not my first choice of keeper, and he knows that. But he's done a job for us today because Aimer's been out. I'm not sure when Simon's coming back. But to be fair, Tony Richards will probably be going and goal now because he's a good keeper. So.
But give Ed his juice. He made three or four very good saves, point-blank saves, really.
I agree with you totally. It's just he needs to build his confidence. He didn't play hardly any football last year, and to come into this standard, it's a big jump, isn't it? But now I take my hat off to him, and I appreciate him stepping in there because it's a big task to ask, isn't it?
Then you go 2-1 up just before half-time. Could have been 3-1. Frankie, terrific effort, which hit the ball.
Frankie today was just exceptional. His feet were superb. Best I've seen him play. He's always a skillful player, and he's in my side every single week, and he will be as long as I'm manager of Prestine. But today they just could not handle him. He was exceptional.
Then, as you quite rightly say, in the second half, well, you must have created half a dozen really good clear-cut chances.
They just couldn't keep up with us in the second half. We were all over them. But again, you know, you've got to finish these chances, I mean, you'll put teams away. But no, there's a great atmosphere in the club at the moment. That's it, really.
You got the penalty. You surprised the lad didn't get sent off? I don't like to see people sent off, but are you surprised he didn't go?
Well, when I played against Penryn Coe and I handballed it on the line, I got sent off, so he should have got sent off, really. But hey, we won, so happy days.